you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Ballots are going out in the special election to replace an LA City Council member who resigned in disgrace. State lawmakers consider how to make it easier to turn vacant offices into homes. And recent storms leave the Sierra snowpack at near historic levels.
And that's still with more snow on the way and another month of accumulating snow before we see that peak snowpack.
Good morning. It's Monday, March 6th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Caltrans officials say they're making progress clearing highways of snow in the San Bernardino Mountains, where many residents have been trapped over a week and are running out of fuel and food. Caltrans District 8 explained in social media posts that the agency continues to keep much of the routes closed to make way for the transport of essential goods, emergency personnel, and heavy equipment. On Friday, the San Bernardino County Sheriff cautioned that it could be a week before residents can get out of their homes and down the mountain, an improvement, though, from earlier calculations of up to 2 weeks. The historic winter storms that have hit California contributed mightily to the state's water supply. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaita has more on the snowpack.
Researchers near Lake Tahoe recently recorded snow more than 9.5 feet deep. That's about 170% of the April average for this area, which is when snowpack is usually at its peak. Sean DeGuzman manages snow surveys for California's Department of Water Resources. He says this month's snowpack rivals 1983, when California saw its highest levels of snowpack on record.
And that's still with more snow on the way and another month of accumulating snow before we see that peak snowpack.
DeGuzman says this past week's precipitation, combined with January's storms, have helped alleviate drought conditions in many parts of the state. In Sacramento, I'm Manola Sakaita.
The Los Angeles County Registrar today begins mailing ballots in the special election to replace former L.A. City Council member Nurit Martinez. LAist's Frank Stoltz reports.
Martinez abruptly resigned in October after she was caught on a secret audio recording making racist, homophobic, and anti-Indigenous comments about her colleagues and residents. The scandal rocked city politics. It also prompted the resignation of a powerful labor leader. There are seven people on the ballot and three write-in candidates vying to replace Martinez in the council's 6th district, which stretches from Sun Valley west to Lake Balboa in the San Fernando Valley. Homelessness is a top issue. Election day is April 4th. If nobody gets a majority of votes, there will be a runoff between the top two finishers in June. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
The city council has unanimously voted to expand Spanish live interpretation services for both in-person and virtual committee meetings. The service is already available for regular LA City Council meetings. Councilmember Nithya Raman introduced the motion to expand it. She says the city has finally taken a long overdue step to ensure equitable participation in the democratic process. Health workers are fanning out across California to persuade older, undocumented immigrants to enroll in the state's Medicaid program. Stephanie O'Neill with Kaiser Health News reports more than 300,000 have signed up for Medi-Cal benefits so far.
Officials say they don't know how many more older adults without legal residency may be eligible since California opened the safety net program to those 50 and older last May, regardless of immigration status. Some counties are hiring local health workers to visit senior centers, churches, and community events to enroll individuals who may be unaware of their recent eligibility. Those without legal status are the largest portion of the state's uninsured, about 3 million, according to the UC Berkeley Labor Center. To get them access to health insurance, lawmakers have expanded Medi-Cal in stages since 2016. Next year, full Medi-Cal coverage will be available to all qualified Californians, regardless of age or immigration status. The governor's office expects this will add an estimated 700,000 residents aged 26 through 49. I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
California has an abundance of vacant office space because of the pandemic and the large number of people now working from home. But the state also has a shortage of housing, as we all know. Now, a state lawmaker wants to tackle both problems by making it easier to turn empty offices into homes. Politics correspondent Marisa Lagos has.
When it comes to empty downtowns, San Francisco Assemblyman Matt Haney's district is ground zero. About one quarter of offices sit completely vacant, and even those still leased out are often underutilized, he says.
San Francisco has one of the most deserted downtowns in America. We are on most weekdays at under 40% of pre-pandemic occupancy.
But Haney knows San Francisco is not alone.
Many of the downtowns that have been slowest to recover are in California.
He thinks the solution is simple, but expensive. Turn those offices into housing. His legislation would make it essentially impossible for local governments and citizens to stand in the way of those conversions if developers agree to make 10% of new housing available to low and moderate income people and use union trained workers.
We have to pivot immediately. We can't wait for more studies. We have to adapt. But for it to happen, we have to act now. We have to act with urgency. And we have to remove the barriers that can prevent it from happening.
Haney says in order to make these conversions pencil out, government needs to make them as fast, easy, and cheap as possible. That means not only cutting red tape, as his bill aims to do, but also potentially using state funds to subsidize these types of projects. Haney says as he works to convince lawmakers to pass his bill, he'll also be lobbying Governor Gavin Newsom for those funds as part of this year's budget process. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
There has been a dramatic drop in bird populations over the last century in the Los Angeles region. That's according to a new UC Berkeley study that cites climate change and urbanization as driving those losses. Researchers tracked birds around the region and compared their findings to data collected in the 1890s, examining land use, average temperature, and average rainfall of the decades. 40% of bird species were found in fewer places than they were 100 years ago. Steve Bison is a professor of ecology and conservation biology at UC Berkeley who authored the study. He says one solution, birds can fly to more suitable habitats that are greener and cooler.
So maintaining those protected areas, ensuring that that you have green space throughout the city, you know, can really help in that way.
He laments outdoor cats have also contributed to the native bird decline because they're such effective predators. And I'll leave you this morning with a little L.A. history to start the work week. The city installed its first electric streetlights in 1882, and now there are more than 400 different types of lamps now in use. You can think of them as neighborhood artifacts, or so says Miguel Songlong, who directs the city's Bureau of Street Lighting.
I still think that there's a place for us to actually use that as a point for community building. I mean, some of the things that would be cheapest for us to do in terms of, you know, changing how a neighborhood looks and feels is just literally playing with the light.
It's easier to appreciate the streetlights, of course, when they work. Songlong says the Bureau does about 45,000 repairs a year, some of which is complicated due to the theft of copper wiring. If you have a streetlight that needs fixing, you can call 311 or use the MyLA311 app. Be prepared to wait a few weeks, though. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com. And of course, you can always listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development, and our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Support for this broadcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
LAist Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.